Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day. Why don't we go right into it?
We're one step ahead.
Oh, exactly. Well, you always have to plan. We're like department stores.
Right.
Because they got their, you know.
The bathing suit should be arriving anytime now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We're talking about the Valentine's Tea, which is coming up on February 7th. It's an annual event, highly anticipated event from the Lorain County Historical Society. And Janet Bird joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
This tea every year, but you have to come up with a different theme every year, right?
And that's always the hard part. But actually, we start about a year in advance. As soon as this tea is over, we'll have a meeting, a kind of wrap-up meeting, and start getting ideas together for next year's tea. So it just never ends. But it's a lot of fun for our committee, and we have a fantastic crew of workers who put this event on.
And it sort of fits in with the Historical Society and the Hickories. Maybe something at one point there were teas that occurred there on a regular basis.
Oh, I'm sure Mrs. Garford hosted many guests for tea. And the setting at the Hickories, just perfect for this type of an event.
Now, talk about this event. It's coming up on, there's two days for this and four opportunities. But I guess the Saturday, February 7th, that's probably a highly sought after time. Right?
That's right. Saturday is I think for the most part, Saturday is sold out, both sessions. When we started this is our 16th annual tea. When we started this in 2000, we had tea and cookies and about 50 people attending. And we decided, since it was a bit crowded with 50, we'd have the next year we'd have tea and cookies with two sessions. We both ended up with 50 people at both sessions. So we thought, maybe we could offer little sandwiches and charge $5. And we sold out again. So it just kept growing and growing. Now we have four sessions. Most of the time, those are filled to capacity. Saturday almost always sells out first. We have some availability on Sunday, both teas, 12:30 and 3:30.
What do you think the draw is? Maybe they're really good cookies. I'm not, or tea.
The food is excellent, I will say. Our committee prepares all the food ourselves, and it's presentation. It's all about the presentation. The setting at the Hickories is beautiful. Our tables are lovely, decorated in the theme. Plus, we have a program, which I think is a little different from other teas. We start with a program about 25, 30 minutes on the theme, and then the ladies go to be served a very elegant three-course tea. And all of that together just makes a wonderful afternoon on a day in February when it's probably pretty dreary outside.
What kind of program? What's it called this year?
This year, our theme is the Roaring Twenties, and our program is called Bullets, Broads, and Bathtub Gin.
Oh, I like that.
And we're going to have a little bit of reference to each one of those things. if the ladies care to participate, there might be a way for them to get a little bit of spirits if they know the right password.
Oh, I see. Was there anything within the Hickory's history or in Elyria related to that era that you could share with us?
Not that I've found. I believe the Garfords were pretty straight-laced. When I put together a program for these teas, I do an incredible amount of research. I spend hours and hours researching a topic for a half-an-hour program, and I have found nothing that involved the Garfords in anything underhanded.
Or they were just good at keeping secrets, I guess. Right?
Do those who attend... do they dress up to sort of take part in this?
Many of them do. When we've had teas that are more Victorian themed in the past, we have a number of ladies who come in full Victoria regalia with big hats and beautiful dresses and lots of lace and feathers. This year's theme, the 20s, I know there are some people going to come who are dressed in flapper costumes. And I myself will be dressed as a flapper. So we encourage people to get into the spirit of the event by dressing up for it.
We're talking today with Janet Bird from the Lorain County Historical Society. Their annual Valentine tea is February 7th and 8th. Saturday is pretty much sold out, but there's still availability for the Sunday teas. What's the etiquette of a tea? What's the behavior? How do you know what to...
It's amazing how relaxed the atmosphere is, even though everything looks very elegant. The ladies who attend are, most of them have come in the past and are used to a bit of formality with the way the tea is served. But at the same time, they know this is kind of a tongue-in-cheek event, too, that the program itself is meant to be a bit humorous, entertaining, as well as informative. And the although they, perhaps if you look at the tea tables, they look very elegant and formal, the event itself is a bit more casual than that. They are allowed to tour the hickories as after they finish their tea, they can wander around and take a look at some of the other tables and other rooms, and we encourage that, actually.
And because of that, it's actually going to be closed to the public then on those for the tours.
The tour times for Saturday will not exist for that event.
And again, this is one of your annual big fundraisers that you have.
This is one of our biggest fundraisers, yes. And I have to give a lot of credit to our current co-chairs, Pam Monsheen and Ellen Andrews. They spend countless hours getting the fine details prepared for this event, down to the number of doilies on the tables and the arrangement of the centerpieces, and every detail is worked out to the minutest detail. But that's sort of what our event is known for. That's what people come to see, I think.
Well, it has to do with also the china that you use, the teacups, right? The uniqueness of that.
Right. We serve the tea on the luncheon plates that used to be so popular in the 40s and 50s for ladies' luncheons, the glass, little glass plates and coffee cups. And it's kind of a throwback. And I think that's another attraction for this event. Ladies like to think back to a time when life, we thought, was a lot more simple than it is today. And a little bit more of time to just take care of yourself. Do something for yourself that's out of your ordinary routine.
See, Craig, that was before they had an app on your phone that would let you control your washing machine that you have.
We don't need apps. Come on. We can do without.
Well, there's always
tea time.
Yeah. Well, how many people still have a tea kettle these days? That's something, I mean, usually it's just a microwave and some water and you do that sort of thing. But as you talk about, there's probably a whole... a little bit of a ritual that goes along with something.
There is. And the people who have come to our teas in the past, the Hickories has its own special tea brew. We brew the tea ahead of time so that we don't mess with the tea bags, which would be much too informal for our tea. So the ladies who have come in the past all appreciate the Hickories blend of tea.
It's called Bullets, Broads, Bathtub Gin. That's the theme this year. How do they know when it's over? How do they know when it's time to go? There's a whole other crowd waiting to come in.
Sometimes that is a bit of a problem because ladies do like to linger.
Well, exactly.
Yes.
And they chat and they talk about all sorts of different things as well. If people are interested in getting the tickets for this, finding out more about the Historical Society, maybe becoming a member.
We would love that. And they can call the Historical Society to check availability for tickets on Sunday. The number is 322-3341. And we'd love to have more people attend. We'd love to sell out all four sittings.
Well, that sounds great. Any new things showing up? Anything people have donated or new items that have come through the Historical
Society? We get items all the time. While we have the tea, and probably through the summer, we're going to have some fashions on display from the 20s to go along with our theme. So that will be something new at the Hickories. And of course, there's the History Center at 284 Washington Avenue, just down the street. And a new display will be going into the main gallery on the first floor. So I don't know yet what that is, but it will be going up soon.
Oh, okay. And your husband still has that book out there that he puts.
Yes, the Illyria book. It's been selling very well. Very pleased with that.
So it's a neat thing to check out the history as well. Again, it's the Lorain County Historical Society, the Hickories Museum on Washington Avenue in Illyria, the location for that. Again, if people want to find out more, they can call the society at 322-3341. And get the details on the tickets.